Save big at Menards and prepare for the summer heat with a new air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Cool your space from anywhere in the room with three cooling speeds and a remote control. Save big money on Denali Air air conditioners. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Monday, the 28th of April, 2025. Okay, let's have a look at the markets. By the way, I find it quite interesting that Trump is saying that they're in discussions with the Chinese government. The Chinese government are denying any discussions going on. Now, normally, I wouldn't believe the Chinese government. This is Trump we're talking about. Who do you trust, a Chinese dictator or Trump? Trump wants to be a dictator, let's be honest. So I tend to believe the Chinese government, and that's really rare you'd believe the Chinese government. Okay, let's look at the markets here. It's towards the close of play today. In fact, it's 4:29. Let's see what's happening. FTSE 100, it's up 0.25%, 8434. Good bounce in that now. That's 11 days on the rise there. FTSE 250, up 0.75%, trying to breach the 50-day moving average. Decent. Decent. small cap, again, that's up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. If that's a one down day or flat day at 11 up days or 10 up days. So that's looking good. That's up 0.7%. What else we got? The AIM All Share. Was that? That's up 0.5%. We are literally, it's at 6.76. The recent support was at 6.78, which is now resistance. Be good if they get above that. But, you know, we are heading in towards, if Trump can roll back, I mean, it's a funny thing now, they're saying, Trump says he's got discussions going on with 200 countries. And I think it's the UN that only recognise 195 countries in the world. So, you couldn't make it up, could you? He's even lying about the amount of countries in the world. Okay, let's look at commodities. Brent crude is down 1.5% to 65.6 bucks a barrel. We've got copper. Where's copper here? It's pretty much flat. It's had a ninth bounce, but it's flat for the ton. Copper is 10,666, the number of the beast, without the 10 in front. And gold up 1.4% to $3,345 an ounce. I mean, it did get up to 3,400, but now it's consolidating. I can't see that coming down. I really can't. Let's have a government bonds. Up a fifth of 1%. The yield on the two-year is 3.8. And the yield on the 10-year, it's up a quarter of 1%, 4.5. A pound will buy you €1.17. It'll buy you $1.33. Okay, I'm not going to do macro news today because it's a bit late. I've been a bit behind, but report on 9 companies added to the microcap database on my website today. By the way, if you want to learn more about the club, then just go to sharepickers.com/subscribe. And I've added a bit of detail there over the weekend on what the club's about. Okay, let's look at these companies. So first and foremost, in alphabetical order, these are companies that are commercial. And by that, I mean they are generating revenue and they have an enterprise value below 100 million market cap. Why do I focus on that area? Because 60% of the best performers of the mid to long term start their journey below that valuation. And of course, you're going to miss out on 40%, but it's a lot easier to focus on fewer companies. Now, the title of this podcast is two perennial disappointers disappoint again. These are two companies, in fact, two companies come out today with really awful trading updates. But it's not really a surprise. So anyway, let's go through these companies. I did nine companies today. I think I had over 30 last week, pretty much. I may beat that this week. Who knows if lots of news comes out. First of all, Christie's Group, or Christie Group. CTG is ticker there. They have an enterprise value of 16 million and a market cap of 21. So they've got cash of 4.8, no debt. They pay a dividend of 2.65%. They're a leading professional business services group with 33 offices across the UK, catering to specialist markets in the hospitality, leisure, healthcare, medical, childcare, and education and retail sectors. They operate two complementary businesses, professional and financial services, or PFS, and stock and inventory systems and services, or SISS. So, decent set of results here, really. Revenue top line up 15% to 60 million versus 52. A pre-tax profit of a million versus a loss last year of 2.9. And their cash has gone up to 4.87 million versus 615K. Now, this was down to the sale of a business. The chart is a bit messy, but it's a decent set of results. Revenue up 15%. They pay a dividend 2.5%. Looking ahead, 2025 forecasts are for revenue to increase by 9% top line to 65.9 and profit for tax to rise 72% to 1.8 million. This would put them on a forecast PE of 17, so not particularly cheap. But even though these results, you know, the results are an improvement on 2023, I'm not familiar with the sector. And so, PE of 17, I do not believe they are cheap enough for you to take advantage and look any further, really. But worth keeping an eye on, because results are, going by the forecast, continuing to improve. And so, you know, if the share price goes nowhere and they continue to punch out, you know, increasingly good results, then, for example, if the share price stays where it is, and they get 2026 or 2025, or 26, sorry. Yeah, so it's PE of 10 if they stay where they are right now, but I can't see that happening. But they are improving, and that's the thing. It's almost, when you're investing, you've got to try and invest in companies that are improving. You know, and by that I mean figures. I'm not talking about pre-revenue stuff. You know, I'm talking about numbers, not the narrative, not the stories, but the numbers. And there are two classic examples today of companies that seem to be improving, but their financials are not. The first one up, perennial disappointer, is Sion Canode Holdings. So they are a 35 million market cap. They're a world leader in design and development of narrowband RF mesh networks that enable omni-internet things. Anyway, they came out with a trading update, which is a profit warning. The brokers have put the forecast under review, and the title of the broker's note was Material Forecast Miss. So they blame delay in orders when the Indians are a financial year and normally get paid before the end of year in March, but this time it didn't happen. I've talked about this before, this company. They talk about big orders, big order numbers, like, you know, 250,000 units being sold or 750,000 units being sold, all this. But the revenue never materialise. And it's happened again. They're now expected to generate revenue of 14 million versus 33 million forecasts and a loss to be in a similar region to last year, which was 4.23 rather than a profit forecast. So 4.23 million loss, and they're expected to make a profit of 1 million. I mean, if you go on the Microcap database, you can see my comments from the 14th to the 4th. This is before the profit warning, and I say exactly the same kind of thing. This is a company that keeps promising. You know, it's all about story. When the numbers come out, they always fail. And again, reiterate, you know, trust the numbers, not the narrative. Next company, the second sort of perennial disappointer, is Feedback Group. I've known this company for a while. I've interviewed the guy when the guy signed up. It's undergone different guys. Sorry, I do have a cold. I don't know why that is. I'm coughing. The weather's lovely. I have a cold. But this company has got a market cap, but what, 5 million? Enterprise value 1.8, so they've got plenty of cash there. But they've come out, the brokers are a disappointing, but not entirely unexpected trading update from feedback has resulted in a downgrade to our 25 estimates. So what do they say? They say the backdrop of merging the NHS England with the Department of Health and Social Care and the drive for 50% reduction in operational costs across NHS trusts has resulted in increased levels of near-term uncertainty and delay in expected contract awards. Well, they're only expected, weren't they? They were nailed on. It's all about expectation with feedback. Revenue is now expected to be 900K versus 1.18. So they've got cash. That's the positive thing here. If you just look at this company's track record, you know, revenues are pitiful. And they've always managed to raise money. But all this company has ever done is made a loss. This is generally the business cycle of feedback. Promise there's lots of potential. Raise money. Release disappointing numbers. Again, trust the numbers, not the narrative. You know, of AIM's biggest trash docs, this has to be in the top 20. And there's plenty of contenders to be in the top 20 of AIM's biggest trash docs. What's next? Finally, a company with decent results. Well, Christie had decent results, but this is Frankel Topping, the independent financial advisor specialising in providing advice and expert services to those seeking damages for personal injury and medical negligence. And they also run a fund to help manage those funds, which is doing very well. So they have a market cap of 42 million, enterprise value 39, broker target 72 pence. They are 36 pence at the moment, so 100% upside. So the forecast here, sorry, the results here, final year results were, yeah. Top line growth revenue 14%. So double digit top line growth from 32.8 up to 37.4. Profit for tax up 30% to 4.1 million versus 3.1. And they've got cash up 29% from 2.4 to 3.1. So the trifecta there of improvement. I'm always looking for top line, profitable, profit and cash growth. And they've done both. And going forward, they're expected to do about 13% top line. So 2025 is looking like revenue up by 13% to 42.2, profit tax up 69% to 6.8, and this is a forecast PE of 8. In short, they possess growth, value, and income. They pay a dividend. What's the dividend? It's about 4%, 3.99. Share price has gone up a little bit today, so it'll be a bit less than that, but it's over 3.5%. And the forecasts are looking to improve, like I said. Worth checking out FEN, is ticker. Where is it today, FEN? Let's have a look. It was up 10%, but it's up 4.35. It's one of the things that's never going to blow the lights off, but it's going to get a steady improver. And with the income and the capital upside, it could give you a decent return, you know? But like I say, it's never going to blow the lights out. But that's the thing about investing. People always want to find stocks that blow the lights out. The chance of hitting the reward is very high risk. And a lot of those times, you never hit that reward. You never get the reward because the risk's too high. So you're better off with steady stocks that are improving financially, the medium to long term. Okay, what's next? That's Frankel Topping, F-E-N, ticker there. And the chart on Frankel is worth looking at because it's been in a downtrend for a while. And it's only just starting to turn up now. Ingenta is next. Provides mission-critical software and services to the publishing sector with growth aspirations in adjacent industries. Our strategic focus is to accelerate growth in annual recurring revenue via the sale of a software as a service wherever possible. So they have a market cap of 11 million, enterprise value 7.9, and so they've got 3.6 in cash. Yeah, is that right? Yeah. Final results is what. So let's have a look. Comments here. Chart has been in a big downtrend. Top line down by 6%. Profit before tax down by 10%. Looking forward, there's little growth and profit before tax expected to dip further. On a forecast PE of 11, which may seem reasonable, but without growth, it can continue to get cheaper. Very unremarkable results, and more of that is to come. So I'd say, do you know what? There's better opportunities out there. What's next? Waiting for my database to load here. Bear with me, caller. Thank you very much. MTI Wireless, MWE ticker. Engaged in development, design, manufacture, and marketing of antennas and accessories. Antennas and water solutions. They have a market cap of 37 million, enterprise value 32. They pay a decent dividend, about 5.9%. They were flat full year results to 31st of 12th, of 35 million versus 35 pretty much. Pre-tax profit went up though from 3.5 to 3.9, and the cash dropped, net cash dropped to 4.5 versus 6.2, and the free cash flows also went down 30%. But they are looking at 14% top line growth for next year and profit for tax growth of 2%. So it's not that impressive. It's a steady one, really. But this defence contract is only worth $800,000. So not huge, not that significant. But nevertheless, it seems to be a steady improver. It's had a bit of a sell-off. The share price seems to have found some support at 42 pence, but there's some resistance at 48 and it needs to get above. Now on a forecast PE 13, so it's not expensive, but they need to up that growth really on the profit. What's next? Nanoco Group. Nano is ticker. Oh, just ignore that. They've got plenty of cash. It's above their market cap. Their operations are dreadful. Top line growth is going down, and that includes 6 million from the agreement with Samsung, the litigation settlement with Samsung. Pulsar, also ignore pretty much. It's, there's a lot of adjustments here, but they are forecast to do flat growth top line and 8.5 million loss for 2024. And this is a slight improvement on 23, which is 10.8 million. Just ignore it. Last set of results, they had 2.2 of cash. So I'd say they're going to have to dip into that probably. Maybe get some, they'll get a loan probably, overdraft. But it's unremarkable, company Pulsar. What's next? Smart Tech, 247. They have interim results out today, I think. A multi-award-winning MDR, managed detection and response company. Got a market cap of 7.3, enterprise value 4.5, so got 2.8 for cash. This is their last set of results. In fact, cash has gone down by 42% at the end of results, from 2.8 to 1.6. Their top line growth was 21% at their interims, 5.5 million versus 4.5. Going forward, there's sort of top line growth of 8%, and they expect to do a profit before tax of 340k versus 157. Yeah. I mean, do you know what? They're heading in the right direction. The profits are small going forward. And also, for 2026, brokers have been making a loss again. So going from a profit, a small profit, to a loss. They're a PE 48. So they're not cheap. And I just think, generally, they're heading in the right direction, but it's a nano cap. And so scaling will be an issue. And you've got to question what this company has to offer in the way of its cybersecurity offering that bigger, more trusted cybersecurity companies can't offer. So I'm not convinced this company has anything special. It may pop, like I said, the stock, but doesn't mean it's sustainable rising going forward. So I just question scale and offering, really. And like I said, profits are very small. And then 2026... of course, they could win new contracts, but in 2026, they go back to making a loss again. So, by the way, the cash has had a bit of a boost because they received 1.8 million euros, this is post-period, from the disposal of Get Visibility. I think there's an investment in that. So they're okay for cash. But like I said, you know, they're not really growing, and I don't see what they're offering is. What's their USP? Okay, that's it for the day. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.